This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. In cities and towns across the nation, teachers, librarians, athletes, parents, and others are hosting Read Across America activities to bring the excitement of reading to children. Tomorrow, the Read Across America tour comes to Pecanland Mall, and students and faculty from the University of Louisiana at Monroe will be reading to students from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Dr. Ruth Smith, Director of the School of Humanities and Head of World Languages, joins me to talk about the importance of reading, especially during a fun event like this, also celebrating Dr. Seuss's birthday. Dr. Smith, welcome back to the ULM Forum.
Thank you for having me.
What's the focus of the Read Across America program?
The goal of the Read Across America program is to highlight the need to read to kids so that they will learn to read better themselves. It was founded by the National Education Association in an effort to improve literacy.
And so it's really a campaign that really is in many different cities across the country. I know they have a van tour, and Dr. Seuss is also obliquely involved.
Right. They start their tour the week before Dr. Seuss's birthday, and then they try to end it on March 2nd, which is Read Across America Day, I think, or maybe March 1st is, but it's right in there. He was born on March 2nd.
Stressing the importance of reading, but doing it at the local level. And that's kind of how the School of Humanities and the Department of World Languages comes into play.
Exactly. We were asked if some of our students would like to come and read at Pecanland Mall on Saturday the 2nd from 10 to 2. And since the humanities includes communication, English, history, and world languages, we were delighted to be able to send some of our students.
And I think part of the fun is that you're not just reading in English.
That's correct. Some of our Spanish majors will be reading to children here in the community. And since we have a growing Latino population, there's been an effort to get the word out. And hopefully we'll have some kids there who can also listen to their native language.
What is the importance of, we hear that over and over again, but cognitively, what is the importance of kids being read to on a regular basis?
Well, first of all, and I'm also involved with the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities Primetime series, which takes place usually in libraries and elementary schools. And the goal is to show kids that everybody likes to read, or lots of people like to read, and that it's okay to like to read. And if they're introduced to stories because people read to them, especially if they're adults or kids older than they are, then they begin to have a little more appreciation for it. And the more they read and the more they're read to, the better their ability to perform, especially on standard tests. All of that's been proven over and over and over again.
Tell me a little more about the Primetime program, because you're also involved with that.
The Primetime program was founded several years ago. It is now in a number of states. It started in Louisiana with the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities. They bring people in and train them as storytellers and as scholars, which means that the scholar is there to ask questions about stories that are read, to get the kids and their parents involved in discussing topics like justice or fairness. And it helps them not only to learn to appreciate literature and to read more, but it also sometimes opens up discussions that need to be addressed.
But especially taking it beyond just reading, but looking into the issues behind the reading.
Exactly.
And the stories.
Mm-hmm. And so they start getting used to looking at what's more than just the story, although the story is certainly...
You mentioned the growing Latino population here in Northeast Louisiana.
Right.
What kinds of services are there for someone who has come to Northeast Louisiana and speaks not a word of English?
Well, first of all, there is a program sponsored by the federal government for migrant laborers. And it is, they teach English as a second language in the evening to adults. That program runs through Louisiana Delta Community College, I believe, but it's not for credit. It's an enhancement program. And then, of course, once their English gets to a certain level, here at ULM, we have a growing English as a second language program, and we bring them here and finish off so that they hopefully are at the point where when they finish it, they're able to communicate at an advanced level and read and write and listen and speak at that level.
But as far as the children of migrant workers, they're frequently put into public schools and are out there to sink or swim, aren't they?
Exactly. They are put into public schools, and quite frequently it's kind of a scramble for them to pick up the language, although kids will pick up a language faster than adults, although adults can learn the language. But we often get calls, and we've sent our own students out to help tutor students, not just Spanish speakers, but students at elementary and high school levels who need that extra help with English. We also have a program that's provided by the West Ouachita High School students who come once a month and meet with kids and do something similar to Read Across America. They come and they teach them crafts and they read stories to them and they interact with them. And that benefits the high school students because they also get to practice their Spanish.
Which is always looking for chances
absolutely.
For them to do that.
Absolutely, and kids are a good group to practice with because if you say something wrong, they usually don't know it. So I'm just teasing.
They don't know. They're very forgiving.
They're forgiving, and you're less intimidated. Right.
So the Read Across America program this Saturday from 10 until 2 o'clock at Pecanland Mall, a national emphasis on reading, and many people from humanities and world languages there to read.
Right. And there will be people, I'm sure, from around the community. Many groups have been invited. There will be a group from ULM, probably not just the humanities, in the mall. And you should just look for Ace because he will be there, too.
Dr. Ruth Smith is director of the School of Humanities and the head of World Languages at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. You can find more information on the Read Across America program at readacrossamerica.org. Dr. Smith, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.